Good afternoon. It's 1:06 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. Another major Northwoods event has been canceled because of the COVID-19 outbreak. The annual Boulder Junction Muskie Jamboree, which had been scheduled for August 7th through 9th, is off. A press release from the Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce said the safety of the community and visitors is at the top of leaders' minds. They're following the recommendations of state and local health officials that large gatherings are not advisable due to the sustained close contact of and attendees, so they made the decision to cancel the Jamboree for this year. The event has been going on for 64 years. The chamber says it plans to have things to do in a virtual way. It also has t-shirts available that read 2020 Muskie Jamboree, the one that got away. New Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's using a carrot-and-stick approach to try to force schools to reopen this fall. His new bill would block federal funding from schools that don't open to in-person classes by September 8th. Most schools stopped in-person classes this spring due to COVID-19. It's the first bill Tiffany has proposed since being sworn into Congress last month.
I think it's really important to get our schools open here on time this fall. We saw a real diminishment in kids' education here in the 2.5 months that ended this school year. And it's going to create a real problem if schools don't reopen.
Tiffany says one reason to reopen schools is kids aren't as vulnerable to COVID-19 as adults. He's also worried about the quality of an online education.
Well, I tell you, I'm hearing from people their kids did not do as well with school online. A lot of kids really don't, it isn't effective for them to be taught online. I think about the early grades. I think about special education.
The bill would apply to both K-12 schools and colleges. Democrat Tricia Zunker, who lost to Tiffany in a special election last month and is challenging him again in the fall, called Tiffany's school defunding stance unacceptable. Wausau will join other cities across the country in reviewing policies at its police department. As Black Lives Matter protests continue across the country and here in Wisconsin, many activists are asking for such reviews. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg said she's been hearing from people in the community.
So we've been hearing a lot about requests for a little bit more transparency when it comes to what are our police policies? How do we know if they're the right ones? Can we investigate this as a community and make sure it's the right approach?
Now Rosenberg says she's working to create a community task force to review the police department's policies. Well, she said there isn't anything glaring that needs to be changed. She still wants to make sure the department is serving the city in the best ways possible. The mayor hopes to have a lot of community input within the task force.
I haven't experienced our police force in any other capacity than as an elected official. I don't know what it's like to be a person of color, to be pulled over and the terror you feel.
The proposal for the task force will still have to go to full council. Rosenberg anticipates that will happen in July. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Experts say the several feet of land closest to the water is critical to maintaining a healthy lake. Property owners are encouraged to find out more at an upcoming free meeting. Ken Kral explains.
Oneida County Land and Water Conservation Department is hosting a free virtual two-day workshop promoting initiatives to reduce shoreline erosion, improve water quality, and create wildlife habitat. Lakeshore Restoration Specialist Bearbell Erig says the event is designed to introduce people to funding options for shoreline restoration and how to get the work done. Erig says the event will be on Zoom with a number of guest speakers over the 2 days discussing shoreline topics.
Benefits for shoreline restoration. We're going to cover effect of pesticides on aquatic wildlife and pollinators, how and what needs to be considered for creating pollinator habitat with native plantings, and also techniques for improving and stabilizing shorelines.
Eric says a property owner who restored his shoreline will be on hand to talk about his experience. Other topics include what is a healthy lake and shoreline naturalization. Eric says you can pick and choose where you want to attend online. The presentations are being held the mornings of June 24th and 25th from 9 a.m. till noon each day. Erig says it's split over 2 days as it's easier to keep people involved online in a shorter period of time. More information is available at the Oneida County Land and Water Conservation Office, and we have more information at WXPR.org. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
And in your forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, high reaching 82 degrees, 57 tonight under mostly clear skies, 84 tomorrow. Then on Thursday, again sunny with a high near 86. Undercurrents on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.